City of Folsom. Measure C. Shall the measure to impose term limits for City Council members by amending the Folsom City Charter to require that after serving four consecutive four-year terms, a City Council member is not eligible to run for the City Council or to be appointed to a vacancy unless a period of four consecutive years have elapsed since their last service on the City Council, be adopted? No new city powers will result from adoption of the Charter Amendment. Impartial analysis of Measure C prepared by the Folsom City Attorney. The City Council of the City of Folsom has placed Measure C on the November 6, 2018 ballot. Measure C is a ballot measure that, if approved by a majority of the votes voting on the issue, would amend the Folsom City Charter to impose term limits on the Folsom City Council. Currently, there is no limit on the number of terms a council member may serve on the Folsom City Council. The Folsom City Charter provides that all registered voters residing in the city are eligible to hold the office of council member, and each term of the council member is 4 years, beginning the second Monday in December following the member's election and qualification. The Folsom City Council is comprised of 5 members elected by the voters of the city at large. The proposed charter amendment under Measure C provides that no council member may serve more than 4 consecutive 4-year terms, and once that limit is reached, the council member must wait 4 consecutive years before becoming eligible again to hold the office of council member. If passed by a simple majority vote of the voters voting on the measure, the Folsom City Charter would be amended by the enactment of subsection E to section 2.01 of the City Charter to impose the new term limit. For purpose of the term limit, the counting of the terms would start and apply to future council members elected at and after the November 6, 2018 municipal election. Current council members not up for re-election in 2018 will be subject to the new term limit if they are re-elected in 2020. And the counting of their terms would start and apply after the 2020 municipal election. A yes vote is a vote in favor of imposing term limits on the City Council. A no vote is a vote against imposing term limits on the City Council. To pass, this measure must obtain at least 50% plus one of those votes cast on the measure as yes votes. This measure was placed on the ballot by a vote of the City Council. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure C. If you desire a copy of the measure, please call the Elections Officials Office at 916-461-6035 and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. The full text of Measure C can also be found on the City's website at www.folsom.ca.us. Stephen Wang, City Attorney, City of Folsom. Per Election Code 9280, the above statement is an impartial analysis of the measure. If you desire a copy of the measure, please visit the City of Folsom webpage at www.folsom.ca.us, or call the City Clerk's Office at 916-461-6035 and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. No argument in favor of Measure C was filed. No argument against Measure C was filed.